الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In life, people have to make a lot of decisions. And when they make decisions, they oftentimes will base it on a certain algorithm or a certain way of processing information to try to come to the best decision. And the reason that they try to make certain decisions is they're trying to achieve a certain outcome. And generally, that outcome will be to either avoid some type of harm or to achieve some type of benefit. As humans, people are very risk averse, and that's why they have these entire industries focused on trying to mitigate risk, whether it's car insurance, and there's people who take out insurance on their hair, even. And the people are just, whether it's, you purchase a new dishwasher or whether it's a diamond ring, they like to offer insurance on everything because people want to mitigate risk in whichever way possible. They're afraid of musibah. They're afraid of affliction, and try to avoid that. They try to create these fears of security. And it's funny because we invest so much energy trying to avoid hardship, but the reality of life is that it's hard. Right? By definition, it's hard, and sometimes it's part of growing up is adjusting one's expectations about life. That life is not a bed of roses. That difficulty is going to come, and that's part and parcel of life. It comes in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, there's double ta'keed, double emphasis being praised over here. There's lam ta'keed, there's noon thaqila. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Right? We will afflict you, or we'll try you with something of fear. وَالْجُوءِ, and something of hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and some decrease in wealth. Well, anfus, in life, was thamarat, and decrease in fruits. Wabashir sabirin, and give glad tidings for those who do sabr. So this is just the reality of life. And no matter how much a person wants to draw a force field of security around themselves, it's almost impossible to do so. If a person, for example, were to buy up all the property in a particular town, had enough wealth that he could buy an entire city, he owned the entire city, that doesn't prevent him, for example, from slipping on his doorstep and falling and hurting himself. If a person were to buy all the insurance policies on the face of the earth, right, that could not, for example, prevent another car from coming and hitting him. If a person, for example, were to hire all the doctors on the face of the earth and say that I want you to wash my body, they wouldn't be able to prevent that one single, gene mutation occurring within the body that sort of spurs on a cell with unrestricted growth and it becomes a cancer. Just there's limits to how much we can protect ourselves. And the biggest musibah is death that people try to avoid. If you ask someone, why are you working so hard? Because they say that, it comes down oftentimes to, I don't want to go hungry. I need to have money so I can provide for my family. And I don't want them to go hungry. And I don't want to go hungry myself. Why don't you want to go hungry? Not only because it feels bad, because deeper down, right, it's sort of like an inbuilt, instinctual thing almost, that if you go hungry, it'd lead a person to death. So people are ultimately afraid of, quote-unquote, dying. And if that's what people are afraid of, no matter how much, I remember my college biology professor saying, there's one thing that we're sure of, is that everything's going to die. That's true, right? Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Whether from a scientific perspective or a religious perspective, everything's going to taste death. And no matter how far you run or how fast you run, death, which is the biggest musibah, is going to catch up with you, right? And catch up with me. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Right? It's like reminiscent of the allegory of Edgar Allan Poe, of the masquerade where death enters. But وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ مُشَيَّدَ, even if you are in a fortress which is well fortified, and you know you think that nothing can get in, death will even find you even in there. You can't escape it. You can't escape difficulty. The reason that people put so much emphasis on trying to escape in this type of hardship is that it's not, you can't blame a person for wanting to do it, because it's an inbuilt mechanism within us. But the reason that the mechanism is inbuilt is, you know, we're trying to avoid musibah and try to create a place of safety, a place of security, is that we're supposed to take that and channel it towards the akhirah. Because the dunya, by definition, right, that we saw, is an imperfect place. And you can't make something which is imperfect into something that's perfect. Its nature is imperfect. There is trials, there is tribulations, there is fear, there is sadness, there is difficulties, right? That's just the reality of life. And no matter how much money you were to put into that system, no matter how much tweaking you were to do to the system, no matter how much effort you were to put into the system, no matter how much energy you were to put into the system, you can't change the system, right? It's imperfect to begin with. So you can, you know, as they say, make a circle into a square. Just square is a square and a circle is a circle. What we are actually looking for is Jannah. This thing that we're putting so much effort, that's what we really want, and that why it's sort of ingrained within our heart. It's natural to want Jannah. It's natural to want a life that is like paradise. People want paradise on earth, but earth is not paradise. Heaven is paradise. And that's where we want to create our akhirah. That's why we want to create our heaven. And look in Jannah. What is the first thing that people fear of? They fear death. So what will happen when the last person enters into Jannah, and the last person who's going to enter into Jannah, and the last person who's going to enter into hellfire enters into the hellfire, then death will be brought forth in the form of a ram, right? As the riwayah comes in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, if I'm not mistaken. And they will be slaughtered, right? And then there will be no more death. And then joy will be added to the people of heaven's joy, and despair will be added to the despair that was already existent within the denizens of hell. So the number one thing that person, no matter what you can do, you can't run away from death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it in the akhirah. Bad feelings between people, removed in the akhirah. La nasab, no tiredness and toil and effort, removed in the akhirah. In this world, no matter how much you invest, people don't want to, and people invest hours and hours and hundreds of dollars trying to look a certain way. And no matter how much you invest, they're still not able to look the way that they want to look. In general, you can change your face. You just go to the market and you say, I want a new face today. So you change your face. Get a new face for the day. Whatever you want, right? The salama, the sukoon, the peace, the bliss, all of that is in Jannah. It's not on earth. So it's natural for us to seek perfection, but it's just up to us to place that motivation and that desire, that impetus in the right place. And that's really not to place it in the wrong system, which is the dunya, but rather in the right system that was built to motivate us towards, which is the akhirah. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to redirect our efforts to save ourselves from the ultimate harm, which is Jahannam, and to help us actualize the blissfulness of the Akhirah in the form of Jannah and in being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.